We're back
with the Everything Bagel podcast. Welcome.
This is Emily.
This is Shelby.
Today's episode, we're talking about things we can't get behind.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for this one. It's kind of another story episode, but like not stories.
We had a lot of people write in some things they can't get behind. So we're going to talk about if we agree or don't agree with these things.
I think I agree with most of them. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm laughing so hard at these submissions, actually. We got good submissions on this one.
Yeah.
First of all, before we start, I think we kind of want to talk about a few things we watched recently.
Of course. We're still
recent
watching.
Watches. We consume so much. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're still watching House of the Dragon, and we are pissed at what just happened.
We just watched the fourth episode.
Spoilers, if you're not caught up, which we're usually a week behind anyway.
The best character.
Record a week in advance. One of our favorite characters freaking died.
The worst.
Yeah, it's literally the worst. I feel like everybody's just dying and we're going to be dying.
Well, everyone's going to die.
Everyone's going to die.
But I guess there's four seasons.
Why does that happen?
The worst.
You know what I realized? I don't know if you sent this to me or if I just saw it, but she didn't have anything left. She didn't have any children. Her husband cheated on her. So she didn't have anything left. So
why did Rhaenyra send her without any backup?
I don't know.
That was really stupid.
It was stupid.
It was two against one. Let's just send one extra dragon.
Yeah. For real. How many dragons does Rhaenyra have?
I couldn't tell you.
Like three, four? I don't know. I couldn't tell you either.
Anyways.
There's been a lot of dragons that have died. Anyways. Emily watched Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. First episode last night. Met some of the guys.
What do you think of them? Do you like any of them yet?
Yeah. I feel like this is one of the most diverse groups of men so far, which I'm really happy about. They've had a struggle to keep, Asian representation and Middle Eastern and a few other people, but they did a really good job this season, and I think it's partially because Jen is Asian.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first Asian Bachelorette. So I actually really like the men. I actually can't decide yet if I like her.
She got so much hate, but when I found out she was going to be Bachelorette, I was kind of mad.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel.
But watching, the promo videos and stuff, I like her, but obviously they're making her look good.
I don't hate her.
Yeah.
Never have, but I don't know if I really love her yet.
Yeah.
She almost seems too perfect. She's trying to be perfect. I don't know. I'm just trying to pinpoint whether she's being genuine or not. I can't tell yet. No, I do like her. You need to watch the first episode because there was some things she said that I really liked. Some things that happened with the guys were really funny and I was like,
Was there any drama yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Drama night one.
It was so weird. I was like, what is going on?
There's going to be some dramatic men this season, maybe?
Yeah, there always are.
We like that.
But anyways, we'll keep you updated with our weekly Bachelorette watches. And we also saw Quiet Place 3 recently.
And it was actually good.
I liked it. I was crying at the end. Did you cry?
I don't think I cried. What? I don't even remember what happened.
How did you not cry at the end when you realized that the sweater was her grandpa's?
Yeah, and she gave it to him.
Yeah,
to keep
the memory alive because she knew that she was.
Oh, I didn't put that together.
Yeah, I was okay. Well, no wonder you weren't crying.
Yeah,
you're just like, I have no idea what's going on.
Well, I literally said, I was like, why did she give him that sweater when she could have just given him the jacket?
Well,
she was
I thought
wearing.
That too. Like when they traded, or when she put the sweater on him, we were kind of like, there has to be some significance there.
Yeah,
and then it showed a picture of her with her grandpa, and her grandpa had the sweater on.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I'm glad we discussed that.
Yeah.
You're like, huh?
But that makes sense why I didn't cry. I was like, why did you cry? I wasn't that attached to her.
What?
But what's his face? I actually really like him.
I love him.
I don't know his real name, but isn't his name Eddie in Stranger Things?
Yeah, isn't it Joseph Quinn?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's his real name.
You asked me, and I just said I don't know his real name.
Well, I thought maybe if I said it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that yeah, sounds no. right.
He's just the guy in Stranger Things that
plays the guitar. He is so good at being scared.
Yeah.
Why is he so good at acting scared?
It was kind of funny because Abe was like, why is he, like, kind of a pussy? And I'm like, he has anxiety. He has, like, trauma and anxiety. And Abe was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I'm like, did you not get that?
Yeah. The anxiety.
Uh-huh. But he kind of was, like, a pussy.
I mean, she was the hero.
Yeah, she was the strong one.
But...
And the cat, aww.
Yeah.
I love that the cat, like, liked him right away, you know?
Yeah, true. All right.
Anyway.
Let's go through this list of things that we can't get behind, or things that you guys can't get behind. You go first.
Okay. Yoga language. I put this one, and I feel like I have to explain a little bit. Because I've had a couple things. I mean, I love yoga teachers. Okay. Like they always are coming from a good place. They're always spreading positivity. So I don't have hate on yoga teachers. I just can't get behind some of the things that they say. Like the other day, I was in a yoga class and she didn't really say much the whole time, like yoga language-y, until the very end when we were kind of meditating and she like let us meditate, and then as we were coming out of the meditation she was like, the light inside of me brings out the light inside of you, and like just what's this stuff me? And I'm like, no, I don't want anything inside of you bringing anything outside in my inside, like what? Please don't say that.
No, I'm the same. When it gets too much, I'm like, huh? What's... I'm a flower? I don't... What?
I'm a flower.
No, that's the thing.
Oh, like, I'm a tree. I mean, I really do kind of like that stuff, but when it's... I don't know. When it's done in the right way,
I like to keep it relatable.
Exactly.
When it gets too out there, I'm like, I just can't help from... laughing. Yeah. And then I'm like, that just defeated the purpose.
I've only been to one Kundalini class. Kundalini.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. I don't even know.
What is that?
It's just a form of yoga. I went to one Kundalini class, okay? And we were like sitting crisscross applesauce. And I always say that, and one teacher kind of made fun of me for it. She's like, that's so cute. You can tell you teach kids. And
crisscross
I was like,
applesauce?
Yeah, I'm like, what else are you supposed
that's
to call
it? That's
a
normal thing to say.
Yeah.
What else do you call it?
Crisscross. But if you say crisscross applesauce, people like, know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't think that's weird to say.
I know. Anyway, so we were sitting like that, and the teacher... Keep in mind, I was like a teenager, so I hadn't had... really any sexual experience at this point, okay?
Oh, this was not recent.
And this wasn't recent. And this is my first and only Kundalini class I've ever been to. And she was like, okay, we were doing this like motion where we were like throwing air behind us. And I was in the back of the room and she's like, throw your sexual tension away behind you. And I was like, what?
Wait, what? Sorry. Come again?
Yeah. And I was like, hold up.
No pun intended.
I'm in the back of the room. I'm getting everybody else's sexual attention. Why is this happening?
You're like, don't throw it at me. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway, I can't get behind it. Just can't.
Yeah, that is funny. Same. I totally agree.
Unless it's done in the right way.
Yeah.
Okay, you go.
This new fashion trend, like the singlets. And listen, I got on Marco Polo.
Like a unitard,
yeah,
right?
Like a unitard. Some of them are, like, long pants and some of them are shorts. But a lot of people wear them as like athletic wear, which is funny because Shelby's like, I have those.
I have multiple.
After I told her that I hated them, she's like, I have those.
But the thing is I think it's way more acceptable for Pilates, especially hot Pilates.
So if you're teaching Pilates or doing Pilates or dancing, like,
you can wear a singlet.
The exception. If you are wearing it to go
to the gym, lift
weights, I feel weird about that personally. Do you know how much crap I would get if I wore one of those to CrossFit?
Oh, probably so much.
They would make fun of me so hard.
That is so funny.
But there are certain situations where they're fine. But then also wearing them out, like, just out.
Oh, yeah. Like, as just a fashion statement. That. And no shirt, nothing with it, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes if I wear a unitard to Pilates or whatever and I have to go run errands, I'll put like sweats on so it looks like I'm wearing like a tight shirt like a shirt over
so it looks like you're wearing bike shorts or leggings. Yeah, that's fine. But I don't know, I just saw like a reel where this mom was like I found the new outfit for the summer and it's just the singlet and then like some tennis shoes and like the Lululemon crossbody,
the confidence,
and I'm like, you look like you're going to a wrestling match. I'm sorry. It looks like a wrestling singlet, but
that is so true.
I don't know. I just can't do it. It's
funny.
Has fashion come to now?
It is. I will say it is easy though, because you don't have to find a top and a bottom. You're just like, oh, I'm gonna make
wear
it easy.
Wear a jumpsuit or a dress. That's why I wear dresses.
But I'm
and
saying like to work out in.
Oh,
I don't wear those. Well, really in public.
Anyways, there are certain situations where they're fine, but I can't do it. I can't get behind it.
Okay, long denim skirts. Okay, number one, I wrote this one down.
Really? Because I was going to say, I kind of vibe with long denim skirts.
Okay, this is my reasoning. I think they're actually super cute, but they look so hot and so uncomfortable. And
That's probably why I don't own one. But when I see someone wearing one, I'm like, that's cute.
It is cute. It is cute and it's stylish, but I'm like all about comfort. And if it isn't comfy in the slightest way, I can't get behind it. Can't.
Are you acoustic?
What does that mean?
What? Wait, I've never said that to you?
No.
Never mind.
Well, no, you have to explain it now.
Instead of saying autistic on the internet, people will say acoustic.
So I mean, maybe
we always say, are you acoustic?
Are you acoustic? I have the tism.
Yes. Okay, next one. Bras.
Yep.
Period.
Literally. I never wear a normal bra. I don't even think I own a bra with a wire in it because it's so uncomfy. Like, who decided that would be a good thing? Probably a man.
Honestly. I'm wearing one.
A wired bra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I feel like
I can't.
I need the shaping.
I feel like
otherwise
I
look like I just have a single boob.
Yeah, I'm fine with the single boob, honestly, because I don't have big ones anyway.
I like having two.
But there's like bras that don't have a wire in them that still make it look like you have two boobs.
I need to find some of those.
Those are more comfy, but still not as comfy. I understand. But I also, I don't know if I can get behind freeing the nipple either. I just don't like my nipples to show.
Have you seen the Kim Kardashian bras on her Skims line?
Oh, they have nipples
that
built
have
into
a
them.
Nipple. I'm like, I don't.
Like, why?
I guess it just makes you look like you
we
really
always just have
naturally perky boobs.
Yeah.
Anyways,
don't like bras.
I couldn't. There's not enough money you could pay me to wear that.
Oh, no.
Should we?
It's like, why? It's like the whole thing of the Utah curls, where girls will curl their hair all the way to the ends and then straighten the ends. It's like, that makes zero sense. Why? Why are you doing that?
I like that when it's subtle. But yeah, when they do like 3, 4, 5 inches at the bottom of their hair, that's totally straight.
Well, and the purpose of the Utah curl not put heat on your ends. Like, you just skip curling the ends.
That's why people do that?
Yeah, so you don't put heat on the ends. I just thought it was, like,
looked cool.
But here are these girls putting double heat on them to get the Utah curl.
I didn't ever realize that. Yeah. Like, they're straightening the ends.
Yes, they curl completely to the ends and then straighten the ends. So they're double heating. If you're
doing that, why?
Yeah, stop. Please stop. If you want to do that.
You should be embarrassed. If you do that, like, I'm sorry, but there's...
Especially for your wedding.
Some of these things I can look past, but not that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't on the list, but now it's on.
It's on the list now.
Okay. I put this one. Fashion shows. Like, who's wearing that outside of a fashion show?
Oh, you mean, like, runway outfits?
Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why that's a thing. Like, people are over here putting a tire on their head. You know?
There are some wild runway shows. Some of them I love, though. Like... Also, I can get behind it as, like, an artistic... Like, I look at it as an art exhibit, more so.
Yeah.
Artistic but some thing. Of them are just silly. I'm like, no.
They're so out What's, there.
Like, why are you doing
and
that?
And have you seen the videos where, like, as they're walking, the clothes are just falling off of them?
Oh, yeah. That one was funny. Where everything just, like, fell apart.
And I'm like, is this supposed to happen?
What is or happening? Or there was that one fashion show where all the models... purposely like tripped. Do you see that one?
Yeah, yes.
The first one everyone thought was a mistake.
Yeah.
Anyways. That was off topic. Next one is mothers letting their babies cry to sleep. Uh-oh. Who put that?
I can't say who put that.
You put that.
I don't have children, so I don't know.
I understand both sides of this.
I do too. Because isn't there like sleep training where you let them cry only for a certain amount of time though? And then after that time, if they're still crying, you go and comfort them.
I read a whole book on sleep training. And
I honestly guys, think I agree with that.
Sleep train your kids. There are other methods besides cry it out.
Yeah.
And I did a hybrid. I wasn't super strict with letting him cry. I could only handle so much of letting him cry. But, like, studies have shown that it does not affect them in the long term.
Hmm.
Like, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They can cry. Yeah. I can't let it go on for too long because I feel too bad.
Yeah.
But you do have to let your kid cry because then they don't learn. Otherwise, they will never sleep.
Yeah.
Jensen is so good at putting himself to sleep because I let him cry.
Oh, yeah. But I think the reasoning, like, behind why people don't like it is because the child feels like they're neglected and that they got left and their mother isn't ever coming back, that type of thing. But it's like, they are young. I don't know. I do get both sides of it, for sure.
You have to look at the studies. I understand both sides, though. Yeah, and I couldn't do strict sleep training because I... Anyways,
next one. I put this one as well. A color-coded bookshelf. How do you feel about that?
We did it at my mom's house only because she had a ton of these books on this giant bookshelf that came with the house. And it's not like books anyone's ever going to read. So it's purely for decoration. I'm okay with that. But if they're books that, like, you read, that's not going to work out. You can't mix up books from a series.
No.
No, that would irk me.
I think aesthetically it does look good and it's fun, but it's like the ACOTAR books are all a different color. Mm-hmm. And you're going to separate them?
Separating them?
Yeah. No.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no. No, that sounded like that TikTok sound.
No. Okay. Who? Excuse me.
You have to read the whole thing. Where did you
get these? Okay, this one says, I can't get behind pickles. I can't get behind the fact that someone will just buy a pickle jar, pull a pickle out, jump on the pickle, and then drink the pickle juice. What did I do that one time while we were recording?
You just pulled a jar of pickles from the side of your bed and started eating a pickle while we were recording. I had to add this one in there because I was like, Emily is gonna, she's Who gonna have stuff that? To say. One of my friends.
That is so funny. That's so... Guys, you're either a pickle lover or you're not. And if you're not, you're wrong. So, get out.
I used to not like pickles, like when I was younger. But I think it's definitely acquired taste type of thing. I
literally always loved pickles.
The older I get, the more I like them. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, I also put this one. You kind of put this one too, though. We kind of have some things to say. Laminated eyebrows.
It's when they're brushed up too much.
I just can't get down with it, period. And I have reasons. So when you laminate your eyebrows, usually they brush up every single hair. And I was thinking about this. What do you call the tail end? You call the tail. In my head, I was calling it the pinky end of my eyebrow.
The pinky of my eyebrow?
If the pinky side of your eyebrow hairs are going straight up, that is a major no.
So my eyebrow hair is really long. I usually have to trim it, which I haven't done in a while. If it wasn't trimmed and I brushed it up, do you know how it would be halfway up my forehead?
Oh, well, it's so bad when they don't trim it and they just let it be. I understand that you're going for like a thicker eyebrow look, but please, the center can go up, but go at a diagonal on the pinky end, the tail end, okay?
The pinky of my eyebrow.
And another thing that I don't like with laminated eyebrows is that they're completely flat. Like, they're stuck to your face.
They look so unnatural.
They don't look real.
You might as well just shave your eyebrows off and then get tattooed eyebrows.
Exactly. You have to have, like...
They look so dumb. I'm sorry.
Some 3D-ness on your face, your eyebrows.
Okay. Somebody said Subarus. I drove a Subaru for a really long time, and my mom drives a Subaru.
I loved that car. Did you have a name for it?
Pearl.
Oh, yes, Pearl.
Yeah.
Good old Pearl. So many memories in that car.
Right?
I'm pretty sure. I actually kind of like Subarus.
I vibe with Subarus.
I think they're pretty good cars. I've never owned one, but...
Lesbians have really good taste.
Okay, let's move on. Unless you have more to say.
No, that's it.
Okay. How kids talk these days.
Dude, I can't do it.
I
don't get it.
Don't understand. There's so many words that I'm like, what are you saying? And as a dance teacher that teaches a wide range of ages, I don't know what they're saying. I literally don't know what they're saying. I'll always ask them, I'm like, what did you just say? And then they say it, and I'm like, what does that even mean? Oh my gosh. I don't understand. This reminds me, the other day, this is horrible.
What?
Okay, these kids are 9 to 11. First of all, I don't listen to this song, and I don't know why it was on my Spotify. Like, I had just been listening to it. I think I was listening to, like, top songs or top hits or whatever. The song Nasty. Do you know that song? Is somebody gonna catch my freak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I connected to Bluetooth, and then that song just started playing, and I panicked. I was like, oh no. And so I had to hurry and pause it, and then all of the students started singing it.
They all knew it.
Is somebody gonna catch my freak? Is somebody gonna catch my nasty, or however it goes. And I was like, you guys are 9. Why do you know this song?
It's because those kids are on TikTok, and they should not be on TikTok.
So bad. It's so bad.
Guys. Kids should not be on TikTok or Instagram. Keep them off till they're like at least 16 or something like that.
14.
Yeah, minimum. Minimum 14.
Ugh. Yeah. The world we live in. Another one is Skibidi. I found
that
out.
That one is so funny. Skibidi toilet.
Doesn't it mean bad?
I don't know. Idea what it means. I just think it's a fun word to say.
Because that's another thing that I think my students will say. And they'll be like, oh, skibidi. Like after they do a bad turn or something. And I'm like,
wait, they say that?
Yes.
Okay, so I haven't taught. I have the summer off of teaching dance. So I haven't taught since May. Mm-hmm. Like beginning of May. There's like the slang pops out of nowhere so fast.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard anybody say that in an actual setting. Like they actually use that word. I thought it was just like a joke.
No. It's an actual
stop.
Thing.
If you're actually using skibidi in a sentence. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
That was skibidi.
Good job. Okay, the next one.
Can you please spell that?
Okay. What is the origin of Skibbity? The next one is influencers get ready with me videos. My sister, Marco Polo'd me on Sunday, I think. She said, get ready with me while I go to urgent care. I was laughing so hard. I like when people make fun of those videos.
Yeah.
Or when they're really extensive and really specific, they're like, get ready with me while I divorce my husband.
Oh, like that. No.
Just so specific.
Well, I'm on my way to meet our attorney. You skipped one. Did you want to skip that one?
Oh, I didn't mean to skip one.
Okay, I'll say it. Gen Z writing in sentence case when they should use title case or when they forego to capitalize sentences altogether.
That's so funny because that one my sister wrote. And I was just talking about her. She...
I mean, it's a thing. If you're cool, you don't use punctuation or capitalization.
I think she oversees a lot of people in her job that are younger than her.
So probably in, like, emails and stuff.
Yeah. And she's, like, in a professional setting, that is definitely not okay. I agree with that. If you're just texting, whatever. But in a professional setting? What? No. You can't just not capitalize or punctuate.
Or instead of saying, sincerely, so-and-so, or thank you, so-and-so, they'll be like, okay, love you, bye. Stuff like okay, that.
Love you, bye. That's an acceptable email sign-off, right? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, Joe Biden. Same.
Enough said. Okay, Disney adults.
Oh, I could make fun of Disney adults all day.
You kind of are a Disney adult. A little bit.
I'm married to a Disney adult.
That's true, that's true.
And all of my in-laws are Disney adults.
Yeah, so and naturally. If you're listening,
yes, I am making fun of you. Deal with it. I still love you, and but it just cracks me up.
I don't understand when people go multiple times in 1 year. And I'm like, why? Okay. Why do you need to visit the same place multiple times and wear the ears and get matching shirts?
I will not be wearing ears, guys. Vlog I'm it sorry. And, if you want to wear ears, that's fine. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting matching shirts with my whole family. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I honestly would just go for the food. Although I haven't been since I was like probably 4 or 5. So that's probably why I can't get behind it because I don't know as an adult. But still.
I love Disney. I like going to Disney and Disneyland, Disney World. But if you don't know what a Disney adult is, maybe some people don't know.
Yeah, explain.
I don't even know. They're just obsessed with Disney.
And they have all things Disney, like, not even while they're at Disney.
Yeah. I don't own a single piece of Disney merch.
I don't either.
I just ordered a shirt for when we go to Disney World next month.
But people will have the ears and shirts and mugs and everything. Yeah. And I'm like, why? Why are you so obsessed with it?
Also, can we skip to one that's along the same line? Because I believe that Disney adults and Swifties are of the same genre of humans.
Oh, no. Not the Swifties.
And there's going to be a lot of Swifties listening to this.
I'm sorry, but you guys are probably going to hate us for some of these.
This is a hot topic.
Someone put hot Taylor take. Swift and we agree.
Wait, where's
we
all? Agree. Let's check it off. Oh, at the bottom. This is so funny to me. Maybe it's just me. But I was hanging out with my high school friends the other day, and we all came to the realization that none of us were Swifties, and for no reason, it made us so happy. We're like, this is why we're friends. None of us went to the Taylor Swift concert, and none of us are Swifties. I personally am not a hater. I just think she's overhyped, and I would never, ever pay that much for a Taylor Swift ticket.
No, how much are her tickets?
People were paying like 500, 1,000.
And traveling.
But then also flying out to the place.
Yes. Going to like a different country.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And multiple times. They go to the concert multiple times.
And she can't sing.
I think she can sing.
She can sing okay.
And she writes her own songs, which I like.
I like some of her songs, mostly her old songs, like Love Story and Our Song. Those nostalgic songs are so classic. Like, I love those.
Yeah.
She just came out with a new album, and it's just, like, two what? Two new
albums, kind of.
I just don't think it's good at all.
Was it you that was like, all of her songs sound the same?
Exactly the same.
Yeah. I don't even think I've listened to any of her new music besides the ones that are on TikTok.
You wouldn't know if you were.
And are they even on TikTok anymore? Because they, like, changed their rules or whatever about what sounds you can use now, which is lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We can't get behind Taylor Swift. Sorry to all the Swifties. We still love you.
Like, I'll listen to her music. That's fine. I'm not a Swiftie.
Yeah. I will say, though, her music does do well on TikTok as TikTok sounds. So I will use it as a sound.
That's fine.
But that doesn't mean I like it.
Like, there's so many things you could buy for $500.
Yeah.
Other than a Taylor Swift ticket.
Yeah.
So many other ways to spend that money. Anyways. I think
people were paying like thousands too. For like really good seats.
Oh my gosh.
I just can't. Okay. Is it my turn? I'll go. Mm-hmm. People who smoke cigarettes but want to give me health advice.
It's 2024. Who's still smoking cigarettes?
I don't know. Honestly, cigarettes are gross to me. They're so gross.
They're disgusting.
The smell, the cigarette smell reminds me of Vegas.
Yeah. That and vaping.
Yeah.
Vaping has been proven that it has terrible, terrible health risks.
Yeah.
So why are people still doing it?
I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know why people...
They smell good, though.
Start it. Now, like, start to smoke.
I mean, people used to think that vaping didn't have, like, health risks, like cigarettes. So they thought it was better.
And I bet it is better than a cigarette, because you're
there's been all this information recently that's, like, really so bad for you.
Well, I think, honestly, smoking anything besides air is not good for you.
So campfires are out?
Yeah, no more campfires.
Grilling is out.
Ooh, I love the smell of a campfire, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you like the smell of gas?
I used to when I was little.
Yeah.
Now I don't.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it anymore
either. There's something about, although I was at the gas station the other day and I'm like, it smells like summer. Like, the smell of boat gasoline makes me feel like summer at the lake.
And you can kind of smell it better when it's warmer. I don't like the smell of exhaust from cars, so I think when those are mixed, like gas and exhaust, can't do it.
Okay, folding the top part of your shorts.
Do you know this trend? Have you seen this trend?
Like jeans?
Like jeans,
oh,
shorts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking like gym shorts. I'm like, no. I do that all the time to make them like shorter fit me.
No, like jeans shorts. You keep it unbuttoned and roll it.
It looks so bad.
It's so bad.
Why are people doing that?
I don't know.
I can't get behind it either.
I don't know. It's a no. Okay, toe rings.
They just look so uncomfortable. I agree. Where did you find all these? I haven't seen any of these.
Wearing toe rings? Who?
I feel like that just takes me back to like 2005.
Yeah. Like, is that even a thing anymore? That's so uncomfy. Like, you can't even wear shoes.
Is it my turn? I think it's your turn. People who walk slow.
I can't do it. I think I put that one. I hate when people walk slow.
It definitely depends on the environment.
No, just always. I can't be behind someone who walks slow.
You're right. Slow walkers are freaking
And I married annoying. Someone who walks even faster than me.
Ooh.
Surprisingly. I feel like I'm a fast walker. Like, anytime I'm in the grocery store, I'm like, okay, gotta get this done. Get out of here as quick as possible.
Don't ever get pregnant then.
I'll still be a fast walker. No I don't way. Care.
I literally could not walk when I was pregnant.
Waddle.
Yeah, so slow.
Put me in one of those, what are they? Go-kart. Not go-kart. The carts. The electric carts that...
The scooters?
No. At the... At...
What is happening? She's having a stroke.
At the grocery store.
Yeah, those are like electric scooters, just with a basket on them.
Yeah, Yes. But it's not a scooter, it's a seat. Is that still a scooter?
It's a scooter.
Oh.
It's still called a scooter.
It's a wheelbarrow. Okay. Any other woman.
What?
Quite literally. Can't get behind. A loyal man.
Okay.
I think my brother-in-law put that in when I asked them what's something you can't get behind, and he said any other woman.
Ozempic. Dallin literally sang that half an hour ago, and I was laughing.
That's funny.
I
don't know how I feel about Ozempic.
I don't know enough about it, but I've actually only heard good things.
I want to know, like, biologically how it works, because is it just an appetite suppressant?
So what I do know about Ozempic is a lot of people use it for weight loss, obviously.
But it's originally for diabetes.
Yes.
With, like, insulin.
I think it helps with your blood sugars.
Does it help regulate your blood sugar?
I want to say yes, so, but I need the amount of information I have about this in my head is so
That's what I'm saying. Minimal. I need to, like, know the details of how biologically it works.
Is this person saying they can't get behind Ozempic for weight loss?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
But I understand that because...
I understand.
If it's just an appetite suppressant, you're going to gain the weight back once you go off of it. Because if you don't change your exercise habits and your eating habits, you are 100% going to gain that weight back.
Here's a question, though. Once you lose the weight, does it become easier for that person to go work out and move their body because they're lighter weight?
And more confident, maybe? Maybe. Yeah.
I'm honestly just giving it the benefit of the doubt.
I think it depends on the person. I also had a friend talking about how to do it in a healthy way. And she was saying people will sometimes go see a nutritionist or, like, a nutritionist, therapist, duo, whatever. So, because people have, like, mental body dysmorphia issues, you know? And if you fix that and work with a nutritionist at the same time, then you are more likely to benefit from it, especially when you go off of it. And I understand that. If you're using it in that way, I think that is awesome. Mm-hmm. That is great. But if you are using it just as the easy way out, then that's not, I don't think I really agree with that, because it's going to be a temporary thing. If you still have the same habits, you're going to have those same habits when you get off of it, and it'll all come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I just added something on here along those same lines. Do you know what microdosing is?
Yeah, like mushrooms?
As I just found out what it was, and I went on a rabbit hole a few days ago, because I was baffled, because people on the internet, like, a lot of people are doing it. Mm-hmm. And doing drugs, but in a really small dose. But it's like LSD.
Yeah. It's like a psilocybin or whatever, mm-hmm. like a psychedelic.
It's either, people usually microdose either LSD or, how do you say that?
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin, yeah. That's what I read online.
The thing, though, that I've, like, because I've researched about that a little bit, mm-hmm. is I do think it would be a better alternative than medications, because a lot of medications have side effects, and mm-hmm. microdosing doesn't really have side effects because it's a natural substance. It comes from mm-hmm. the earth.
There's a lot of things that come from the earth that give you really adverse side effects.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And I think that, I don't know, there's, like, just so much behind it, and I don't think there's, like, a ton of research.
That's my problem
with it. To support it. Like, I've heard people say you have to do a full dose in order for it to actually work after. And I think that's great, because I've heard that if you do, like, a guided trip or whatever you want to call it mm-hmm. with, like, a therapist, you can actually benefit from it. And a lot of people will get rid of addiction and things like that. But I've heard that sometimes microdosing won't work unless you've done that. And I don't know. I think it's something that's probably worth researching more.
Oh, yeah.
And studying. But yeah.
Here's what I will tell you from my research, which is not that extensive. But what I learned is, first of all, there's not enough studies on it to deem it completely and totally safe.
Yeah.
First of all. And then also, there were... It does seem to be fairly effective in helping with depression, but it's pretty clear that it did lead a lot of the people in the study to increased anxiety. And also, I understand it's a microdose, but can't you... You can still get reliant if you're microdosing, whatever, 3 days a week. You can still be reliant on the substance.
Yeah, for sure. And I have a hard time getting behind things that you have to take. Unless, like, you will die unless you don't take it. Like, people with diabetes have to
take
insulin and stuff, you know? But, yeah. Interesting. Someone put Bridgerton. I think this was a male.
I know who it was. It was a male. And I said, have you ever watched it? He said, no.
Oh, well, duh, you can't get behind it. You haven't even watched it. But in some way, I can kind of agree, honestly. I mean, like,
Bridgerton is not the best show ever created.
But is it entertaining?
I will never say it's the best show ever. It is entertaining.
Yes, and will we always watch it?
And yes. I will always watch it.
Yes.
It's just like Love Island. Look, I will never say it's a great show.
Yeah.
But I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I am not on the Love Island train. I'm not there yet. I should try it out.
I love Love Island. This season, you guys, who's watching it? The girls are straight up psycho. They have no communication skills. The guys are actually really great. And the girls cannot communicate their feelings, and they just flip out anytime a guy is interested in someone other than them. It is crazy. They just keep throwing temper tantrums. And the guys are calling them out on their BS. And they don't like it.
It's just a bunch of children put all together. They're just
throwing tantrums. Anyways. Lab meat.
I put that one.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I understand.
Why? Why would anybody eat
some cows.
Lab meat? Okay.
Let's go get some hot dogs. Not all beef hot dogs, just hot dogs.
This one kind of goes with another one that we have. You put it down as veganism.
I just can't get behind any diet that completely eliminates one or more food groups unless you have a specific, like, autoimmune disease or something where it's going to be beneficial for you.
Or if it's, like, temporary, like you're testing out things that you're sensitive to.
Sensitivity diets are great,
but any type of diet,
like, if you're just trying to be healthy or lose weight, I think if you're just looking for overall health, I think everyone should be eating all food groups.
I think I would try carnivorism before I try veganism.
Same. I would rather do the carnivore diet than be vegan.
I love
my meat. Other problem with veganism is the majority of vegans are malnourished and they'll never admit it.
Yeah, my first boyfriend.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say this?
Go for it.
Was a vegan. Okay, First of all,
red flag.
Yeah, first of all, red flag. I don't think his brain was functioning properly because he wasn't eating red meat while he was developing. But his mom... Yeah.
You especially shouldn't go on these types of diets. If you're
still developing,
yeah,
yes,
exactly.
But his mother challenged him. She said, I bet you couldn't eat. Maybe he was vegetarian. I don't know. I don't even know the difference. But I think he was vegetarian. She was like, I bet you couldn't go vegetarian for longer than 2 years or something like that. And so he was like, okay, I'll do it. And he, like, was vegetarian or vegan for like 5 years. Or more.
Was he really skinny?
No. Do you remember?
I kind of remember.
He wasn't.
That's weird.
But he wasn't, like, super muscular either. I feel like that's another thing, is you can't build lean muscle when you're on a vegan diet. Yeah. I don't know, though, because there's that one documentary. What is it called? I can't remember what it's called, but it's like vegans. It's basically saying you should eat a plant-based diet, which I think plant-based things are great, you know, but not yeah. just that. You should yeah. you should have variety, moderation.
Yeah.
And at the end of the documentary, it's like they're have so much energy and they're so strong. And I'm like, this is kind of convincing me, but I'm like, is this real? I don't know.
Weird. Okay.
Going back up.
Is it my turn or your turn? I thought it was your turn.
I'll go. Complaining about the city or country you live in if you have the ability to move.
Okay, listen. It's okay to have problems. Like, there's no perfect place to live. It's okay to complain about things. But if you're just absolutely hating on the place that you live or saying that it's complete trash,
yeah,
then why don't you leave?
Yeah, get out.
And if there's something holding you back that you genuinely cannot leave, you better start to look at the positive. Because listen, I've lived in some armpit cities of the U.S. I truly have. And I can say that looking back that they were trash. But while I was there, you're trying to just be positive and like, this is fine. And
well, that's just like putting down your mental health. If you're yeah. like, this place is crap, I hate it, I hate all the people. If that's your mentality,
you're going to hate every place you live in.
Yeah, exactly. I had another boyfriend. I
hate when people do that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Tell me about your ex-boyfriend.
That hated, that hated Utah. And I was like, then why are you here? Exactly. He wasn't from Utah, but he hated Utah. And I was like, this is horrible. Like, you suck. Quit talking about it.
it irks me so bad when all people do is trash the place they live in.
Yeah. Same.
Ugh, I hate it so much. Okay.
You go.
Eating vegetables as a snack?
Huh? I can kind of get behind this one.
I'm get behind it.
I'm not a vegetable girl, but...
Me either, but...
Some carrots with hummus.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good. Cucumber with salt.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, my guy.
And the person that actually put this in, I'm actually kind of surprised you said this because I've seen you eat vegetables as snacks.
This is so...
And I've seen you give your child vegetables as snacks.
Vegetables as a meal? No. Vegetables as a snack? Absolutely.
Vegetables as a meal. Veganism.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen those videos where people are convinced that their child is a vegan?
What?
They're like, yeah, I'm like, that is terrible parenting. I'm sorry. If you're not giving your child protein and meat, that's messed up. Anyways.
But every child is picky. You just have to let them try things just because they don't like meat.
My kid loves vegetables.
Doesn't mean there's a vegan.
It's like that video where somebody claimed their dog was a vegetarian. And they're like, no, he loves vegetables and he's so healthy. And then they're like, well, let's test it out. Because she said that they would pick vegetables over meat any day. So they put out two bowls, one with their normal food and then one with meat in it. And the dog went straight for the meat.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's like, no, duh. Oh my gosh, that dog owner is literally an idiot. Okay, off topic.
Okay, Sabrina Carpenter. I'm halfway on, halfway not with this one.
I like her.
This is things we can't get behind, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is like, yeah. I don't agree with that because yeah. I like her.
But
I'm not obsessed with
her. The person I was talking to about this actually gave some good points. And she was saying, the only songs I know are her most popular songs that are out right now. Like, yeah. Please and Espresso.
I know Please, Espresso, and Skin. Which was the song she wrote when all that drama was going down with Olivia Rodrigo and her boyfriend and Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, I forgot that was them.
Yeah.
That was the love triangle.
She's the blonde
girl.
She's
the blonde. Oh, that's crazy. I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I understand. I only know a couple of her songs too, but I will say that Espresso and Please are good songs.
Okay, like a week or two ago, I introduced Dallin to Please, 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 and he listened to it on repeat for like 3 days straight.
It's good. Like, it's the music so in it is catchy. Good.
That part. It's so catchy.
It is catchy. It's fun. And I honestly think she's cute. Did you know she's like 4'9" or
dude,
something?
Dude, I can't believe how short she is.
She's so tiny. That's why she always wears like giant platform
heels.
She
wears like 7-inch platforms.
She's smaller than Ariana Grande.
Dude, that's crazy. Wild.
Except Ariana so Grande tiny. Looks anorexic right now.
Ariana Grande looks sickly. Well, I don't think, is she okay?
Why did she dye her hair and eyebrows blonde?
Dude,
why?
It looks bad. She it's looks so like an bad. Alien.
She does. And she's so skinny. I'm like, girl, you need some food. Have you been on Ozempic?
Maybe she's vegan.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Not everybody that's vegan is skinny.
Look, I said most vegans, not all vegans.
Yeah.
Most vegans are malnourished.
True.
It's hard to be a vegan because you have to supplement and like still get a lot of protein in somehow, which is hard.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Going back to our list. Sorry.
Anyways. We're going to get a lot of hate for this one because I know that there's some people that really like her. But you guys.
Riley Arnold.
We can't. Have you seen her TikTok?
I think Shelby has more dislike for her than I do.
Once someone gives me the ick, I can never see them.
But she does give the ick. If you just need to stalk her TikTok account. It's hard to watch, I'm not gonna lie.
I just can't. She's very talented. She's really good at ballroom, but even when she does ballroom, I don't know what it is. I think it's her arms. She has like T-Rex arms and they're super stiff and like her fingers are stiff. Yeah. And it bugs me.
I'm
not a ballroom person, but it just bugs me.
She does have a thing with her arms.
They're and then when she does the TikTok dances, like trying to be all sensual, I'm like, honey,
Okay, she's a great dancer, but don't do TikTok dances. They just look bad. Here's my beef. Let me tell you my beef with Riley Arnold, okay?
Give it
to us. I don't have hate for her. I really don't. I am happy that she's successful and talented.
I think I'm just jealous of her, honestly.
Yeah, I was gonna say. we do stan her being a advocate for type 1 diabetes. But besides that, my beef with her is just that she became a pro on Dancing with the Stars as soon as she graduated high school, and I feel like it's just because she's Lindsay Arnold's sister. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there were a lot of other dancers that had
Lindsay
a lot
Arnold
more seasoned,
so
a lot more talented, a lot more technical. They have more professional experience before just... And she wasn't even a member of the Trope first. They just threw her in as a pro.
Yeah. Now, over other people that deserve to get it. That are honestly better. Technically better, stronger dancers.
I think they put Riley in to push a narrative with her and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew it would get views.
And it worked. And it really did work.
If I'm being the devil's advocate here, they could have just put her in because she's tall. She's actually the tallest female pro right now.
Oh, really?
How tall is she? At least out of everyone 5'8"? That was on tour. Because I went to their tour, which, by the way, nobody was even there.
Really? Like, in the audience?
No. As far as the pros and the stars go.
What?
Harry was the only star.
She's only 5'4".
Riley?
Yeah.
No way. No way.
Harry's
is that outdated?
6'5".
Is that outdated?
Harry
no
is
way.
6'5". That is tall. I didn't know he was that tall. Literally, Google says 5'4".
No. That's inaccurate.
She has to be
because
like
out of all of the girls on stage on the tour, she was way taller.
It says Lindsay Arnold is 5'4", and she's for sure taller than Lindsay.
Yeah. Maybe that's...
What is happening?
Well, she's basically a child, so that could have been from a few years ago, and she was still growing.
Oh. True.
No, true. She's 19. Anyways, okay, sorry.
But she owns her own house.
Sorry to Riley Arnold lovers.
And honestly, I'm like, I am jealous of you, Riley.
Her house
like,
is
you
adorable,
go girl.
By the way.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. So cute. So cute.
So many mirrors that I can take selfies in.
Every mirror, she's like, look at this cute mirror to take cute selfies in. I'm like, you are literally 19.
She's young. I'll give it to her. She's young.
Yeah.
Is it my
turn?
She's
cute. She's talented. Okay.
Joey King. I literally, since the first time I ever saw her in a movie, I'm like, no, I just can't. I can't do it.
I thought she was great as Gypsy Rose.
Oh, I just don't.
There's I never actually watched
something
it,
about her.
There's oh, my problem is whenever
like
I look
Duck's
at her
wife.
There's something about her. No, she does give the ick a little bit.
Like her,
but
lips.
Not as bad as Debbie Ryan.
Oh my. Debbie Ryan is actually hilarious.
Debbie Ryan is a phenomenon.
She is the quirkiest, weirdest person I've ever seen. She's so her the interviews of her are actually so funny, and you're just like, what is happening? Why is she saying that? Why is she moving like that? Why is she doing that with her face? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, you go.
My mother-in-law. Oh, wait, I didn't write this.
We can't.
I did not write this.
We can't get behind this submission because we both love our mother-in-law.
Yes, we do both love our mother-in-law.
But I also understand some people struggle with their in-laws.
Some people have crazy mother-in-laws.
And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry because I don't understand. And that would honestly be horrible. I don't think I could do life if I didn't like my mother-in-law.
Yeah. I'd have to move away.
Same.
Okay. This submission, I laughed so hard.
Mustaches on young guys. If you are not Tom Selleck or a grandpa, don't do it. Yeah. Anytime Abe shaves into a mustache, I'm like, you look like a Mexican man, and you're not even Mexican. You are half white, half Japanese. It's either nothing or full beard for me.
Okay. Some people can pull off mustaches.
Yeah, my dad could pull off a mustache.
And some people are going to disagree with me, but I do like a mustache on young guys. And this submission was sent right after. I literally had just told Dallin, I'm like, you should shave your mustache back in. Because I actually like Dallin with a mustache.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
I don't know if I've ever seen him with a mustache.
And my family makes fun of him. They're like, you look like a pedophile. But why do I like it? I don't know. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know why.
You like mustaches.
Okay.
It depends. Depends on the man.
When people don't understand social cues, read the room. I agree.
That's very true.
It's a hard one.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah. Reader. Yeah.
But honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm like that. But I don't know. I feel read the room well.
Trust me. I know people that can't read a room.
Honestly, it's awkward. The equivalent to that is spatial awareness.
Spatial awareness.
People don't have awareness, I'm like, what is happening? Why are you walking into me? Okay. Almond Joys.
Almond Joys are the worst.
I love Almond Joys.
Okay, well, I actually am allergic to almonds, so.
Oh. Well, duh, you think they're the worst.
I wasn't always, and I never liked them. They've always been gross. Why is there just a whole nut in the middle? That is so weird.
A whole nut.
Like, it just, it's gross.
I like Almond Joys.
Almond Joys are gross.
Honestly.
Okay.
But what are those Ferrero Rocheros? Psychopath. Do you like Ferrero? You can't have Ferrero Rocheros.
Ferrero
Rocheros.
I've had those.
Can you have hazelnut?
I'm also allergic to hazelnut, but...
What?
I can have, like, really small amounts.
Those are so, good. Those have a whole nut in there. Give me a whole nut. Get my nuts!
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
That girl. It's the girl that says, I smell like beef.
I smell like beef.
There's another one where she says, get my nuts. Get my nuts. Because they're at the grocery store.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know what you were referencing. Okay. When people give one word responses. this is just another one of my pet peeves, to be honest. It's like, if you can't hold a conversation, that's weird.
Yeah.
But I understand if you're doing it because you don't want to have a conversation. I've done that to people.
Same. Sometimes people just get nervous, though. Like, they're shy. And so they don't really know how to carry a conversation. Because I'm like that sometimes. I can understand. But I also, because like, it's hard when you're trying to have a conversation with someone and they're just giving you one-word responses, you're like, okay, I guess we'll just sit here in silence then.
Or, I mean, imagine a first date or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's like, a no.
If you're constantly asking the person questions, but they don't ask you any questions, I don't like that.
Yeah. Okay, dogs. Get pregnant and you'll understand.
This is so funny.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. My dogs are my children. They are. I tell them every day how handsome and beautiful they are.
You are that dog mom.
I am that dog mom.
That treats your dogs like your babies. You're that psycho girl.
But I don't have children, so yeah. I don't understand.
Once you have children, your dogs are chopped liver. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that's going to happen with my children. It's so funny because I'm like, I'm never getting another dog again. I used to be a dog person.
I can see that.
Kids are easier than dogs.
Really?
Yes. I swear on my life.
My dogs are pretty easy.
Having a kid is so much easier than having freaking dogs.
I think small dogs grow
up and poop in your house.
Yeah, that's true.
If you've ever cleaned up projectile dog vomit on carpet,
when they throw up on your bed, no, that's the worst.
Our dogs are not allowed near our beds.
Our dogs sleep with us every night.
Okay, well, your dogs are the size of a bag of Skittles.
Small dogs.
I have an 85-pound dog than big and dogs. A 30-pound dog.
I usually get cold, but I'm freaking hot. Holy.
But yeah, no, I would probably sleep with your dogs, to be honest.
Skittles bag. I don't think they're that small. They are that small.
Moki's like 4 pounds.
Yeah, she's 5 pounds now.
Oh, big girl.
She's chunky.
Oh, she's a big girl.
Is it your turn?
Caring about old people's parenting advice.
Honestly, though, old people have pretty good parenting advice sometimes.
I can't say that I can't get behind that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to
try it. If it's not for you, it's not for you.
Yeah.
Only fans.
I agree. I can't get behind that.
I can't either. But selling foot pics? How do I do that? First of all, I have horribly ugly feet, but there's gotta be someone out there that would buy my foot pics.
What's his name from House of Dragon?
Oh!
Have you seen those memes?
Oh,
have
no.
Have you seen those memes where say R.I.P.
Yes.
A movie character you would have loved, blank. And what's his name?
I don't know.
But they say R.I.P.
The Master of Whisperers.
You would have loved Feet Finder.
Oh, that's actually so funny.
I'm dead.
Ew. Those parts are always disgusting. Gross. Okay.
I can't get behind people putting their Venmo on their car for their birthday. I feel like I'd be too embarrassed to do it, but if people are sending you money, like, get that bag. Like, free money.
Should we try it?
Free freaking money.
We need to start putting our podcast on our car.
I'm way too embarrassed to put my Venmo on my car.
Listen to our podcast. Get that bread.
Get that bag, girl.
Is that the new saying? Get that bag?
Yeah, get that bag, get that bread. Same thing.
Get that dough.
Get that dough.
Get that green. Get that paper. Okay.
Okay.
Last one. Your turn.
Everyone gets a trophy.
No.
I can't get behind it. Can't get behind it either. It's kind of that
kids
mentality.
Have to learn.
Exactly. It's the mentality that's creating snowflake kids.
Yeah.
They're overly sensitive.
They have to learn that they can't just get everything they want. They have to work for it.
Kids are too entitled nowadays.
It's true. They're soft.
Just kids are soft. Meanwhile, Shelby and I are like, I don't want to work. We are the soft kids.
We are the soft
kids. So, I was laughing so hard on Marco Polo the other day when we were talking about jobs. You're like, I should get a job. Nah. Never mind.
Not a full-time job. I have three jobs.
Full-time? But none of them are too many hours.
Yeah. Too many. Wasting my life away. But I waste my life away watching TikTok. So, honestly, if I could rate people's TikToks and make money from it, I'd be a millionaire.
You just hate every single one. You're so critical. I hate this. I hate this.
I would just comment on all of Riley Arnold.
I hate it.
Oh, that's so bad. I don't hate anyone, okay?
So, blow up our podcast so that this can be our job.
Yeah, please.
Sponsor us.
But no, really, just tell your friends and family about it if you enjoyed this episode. And
Enjoying.
And if you enjoyed it, post it on your story. Don't be afraid, please.
Let us know what like types of episodes you like.
Yeah, this one was pretty fun. This one was not super gonna lie. You guys gave some good submissions.
We love hating on things. So this was like our favorite type of episode. Because we're like, here's a list of everything that we hate or other people hate.
Yeah.
So.
There goes spreading positivity. Take some time out of your day today to make someone else's day better. That's in another podcast that I've listened to before.
All right. Anyways.
We love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Like and subscribe. Yes, go follow us on Instagram and TikTok at eb.pod. Share this with
your mom, your dad, your sister, your neighbor, your vegan friends.
Your dog.
Share this with any Swifties, Disney adults, vegans,
yeah,
and old people.
Because
that
truly, we do love everybody.
Share this with Riley Arnold. Share this with Joey King and Debbie Ryan. Share this with Sabrina Carpenter.
There were no men on here.
Share this with a
denim
skirt that you know.
Oh, except for Joe Biden.
Share this with somebody on Ozempic.
All right, that's enough. Okay. Bye.